Here's another exclusive live track from Sun King Studio 92, powered by Klipschaudio on WTTSFM.com.
We all know Lee DeWise from American Idol, so I have to jump right into it. And you've got to talk about that experience.
I'm always forever grateful and thankful for my experience on American Idol. But, you know, when you come off of the show, it's like crazy. It's like this tornado of things going on. And so I truly feel that everything in my career has led up to this record that we just made. Because for me, I really don't know if I would have made this record if it wasn't for American Idol, if it wasn't for making the record I made after I got off of American Idol and realizing that, you know, I maybe wasn't making the exact music that I felt I was connecting to the most. And so having taken some time off since then, I got to write this album and, you know, it's really what I feel everything has happened for. Everything's really led up to me being able to make this record and to being, you know, able to do what I'm doing now. And, the support from the fans and, from the show and new fans, you know, is so awesome. I mean, for me to have people come up to me and say, "Hey, you know, I never heard you before, but I love your music." And like, I don't watch American Idol, but I love your music. Like, to me, that really speaks volumes. It says that, you know, it's really about the music, and that's what I think the show is about. You know, I think that's why anyone goes out for the show, because they want to be an artist and they want, you know, the world to see what they can do. And, you know, so, you know, it's been a great experience coming from the show. But, right now it's really just for me, I'm just so focused on this new record.
I would say the new record is Frames that just came out last Tuesday. And so can you describe, because you've been touring like crazy, when you found time to write what you wrote about, not just your buds on stage, but...
I mean, you know, it was more or less, I had like a year and a half to write it. And I really, instead of, you know, when I went a different direction than my, you know, last label, you know, the truth is, you know, I spent some time and it was almost a sigh of relief because I got to really spend the time and write the record I wanted to make. And I just wrote and I wrote and I wrote and I really wrote for no reason. I mean, I wasn't on a label. I wasn't releasing a record anytime soon. It was just, I wanted to write and I wanted to just write the songs I wanted to write.
On a personal, which one's your favorite on Frames?
I mean, I can't pick one, so I'll pick four. So I'll say, you know, I love Silver Lining. That's our single we got out right now. And I love Silver Lining. I love Frames. I love Don't Be Afraid. I love Like I Do. You know, they're like your kids. Like, truthfully, it's like you have all these things you put all your time and emotion and your heart into. And, you know, it's really like you want to see them all do well. You know, it's like sending them off to school for the first time. When you put a record out, it's like, all right, you guys are going to be okay. And then once they're out there, the songs are out there, they're out there. And there's not much, you can't be like, oh, wait, I don't want you guys to hear that. You know, it's like, this is what it is. So, but a cool thing about this album for me is that when we released it, it wasn't like, man, I wish I did this. I could have done that. It was really like, I was really proud of it, you know, and that's a feeling I haven't had in a long time. And I'm always writing. Of course, I wish I could put 142 songs on the album. You know, I can't do that. So I picked the ones that I felt were just the most cohesive together. And, but yeah.
All right. One more question before we let you get back to doing what you do. What is the most embarrassing thing you guys have been through so far on this tour?
Okay.
What's the craziest thing you've experienced?
Do you know what? Do you know what always trips me out?
What's that?
I'll tell you. It's not embarrassing, but I feel like a jerk, but I'm not. Like when I'll be taking a picture of someone and then they just like kiss me. Like that. It's not that I'm not like weirded out. I mean, but it's like an awkward thing. It's like, okay, don't do that. But like, it's not because I don't want, it's not because I'm like, you know, not like, ew, it's not like that. It's more like, I didn't know that was going to happen. And, you know, so that's kind of always a little like it's awkward more than embarrassing. It's like, or when they, the worst is when they ask, because it's not that like, I'm, you know, first of all, I'm married. So that's beside the point.
Congratulations.
Okay? But the second thing is like, can I kiss you? It's like, no. But you feel like a jerk, but you're not. You're not a jerk. You're not like, no. It's just like, no. Like, I don't know. That's always a weird moment when that happens. I guess that's always kind of awkward. But I mean, as far as embarrassing things, I mean, if anyone spent one day with us in the van, I'm sure they could find a bunch of things. But the abnormal is kind of the normal at this point when you're on the road so long. Like, so all the weird that happens is kind of just like, oh, yeah, it's normal. Like, you know, bonbons melting on the floor, like all sorts of weird things happening in the van. So, yeah.
Well okay. No kissing during the meet and greet.
No. I want to make it clear that I wasn't saying, you asked me what's an embarrassing or awkward thing, and that's an embarrassing or awkward thing that's happened. Like when it comes to old ladies ask me, I'm like, put her right there. You know what I mean? But it's like it's not even the question or the doing it. It's like just when it just happens randomly. I'm like, whoa, like what just happened? You know, that's kind of thing that's kind of awkward.